It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Monday, January 29th edition of Talking Heads is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And boy, happy Monday, everybody. And let me tell you, I had a Monday. And to all of y'all who call me and tell me, boy, Naughty, I have issues at a certain healthcare facility. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. Boy, look here. He who feels it knows it. So I'm even more enlightened now by all of your commentary and comments and emails and messages regarding that. Because then you walk through it and you experience it yourself. Woo! So I will moose off for now. But we will revisit that this week. All right? But I promise you I can't do it right now because I go in full Joker's Wild mode. And Erica will be here in 3 seconds. But trust me, Ghetto News Network, my brother, my brother, my brother. Gerard Darvall, my brother, my brother, my brother. There's a lot going on. We got to get to that. But I hope you had a good weekend. And like I said, we got lots to talk about. We're going to open up the phone lines. Heard from Roscoe Thompson today. Roscoe will be back next Monday. Came off the back surgery well, just recuperating, healing up. So we'll hear from Roscoe on, you know, Monday and every Monday after that. But we'll open up the lines because there's lots to talk about. Lots to talk about. Two more murders. No elevated risk to tourists, but Bahamians dropping like flies. Nine guns, 1,500 rounds of ammo seized in the past week, police say. Lots to talk about. All right? And you know how to chime in. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259 in New Providence. Toll free in anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com, that's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612, that's how you get it in, that's how you get it on, for fresh news, smart talk, all day. Right here, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick before we get into it. And we'll get you in real quick, and then we'll get to the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
We don't hate you. You're just naughty by nature.
Boy, ghetto news, ghetto news, ghetto news. My God.
What's happening?
I experienced some of the pain you go through in your area of that facility and another area, but my God, that's painful.
Yeah.
For that, but yeah, thank God I didn't have to take him there, but I had to get, you know, some stuff done. My God.
Well, we unfortunately, through negligence again,
no man,
lost another young girl.
No man
that suffered basically the same young lady that suffered the same, basically the same, almost the same fate as Mr. Darvall's wife. She was scheduled for a blood. To receive blood because her blood count was very low. And just dragging, doing the usual thing they do, we lost her on Friday afternoon.
My God, that's almost,
blood on time.
Almost a year to when we lost Kenise, Lord bless her dead.
Yeah, they're still doing that foolishness. I don't know what the problem is with receiving blood. But you know what's so sad, Naughty? If a gunshot victim, a criminal, or someone come in there, they drop everything, drop all the patients, everybody run to that criminal. He could get blood on time and all kind of fix up on time while everybody gets pushed on the back burner. You ever see anything like that?
No, I haven't experienced it, but I mean, I'll take your word for it. And I thought when you're in a facility, you know, everybody's supposed to get that equal medical care because you're supposed to be attended to. You know what I mean? That's why you're there.
They say a gunshot victim takes priority. I know they have to.
Okay, but
service people.
All right, let me play along since you got more experience up there than me. And I don't mean that in a bad
way.
But you're dealing with a gunshot victim, and now a full-on seizure comes in. A full-on stroke comes in. A full-on cardiac arrest comes in. They got to wait?
Buddy, they get pushed to the side, buddy. Everybody broke off running to the gunshot victim.
So what you're saying is, if I go in there for any other malady, I should make sure to shoot myself somewhere, like in the foot or the toe or something. And when they hear gunshot, they can come take care of me, right?
All the doctors and the nurses can run to you.
Good God.
And they can leave the people who they were standing to, what they call minor stuff, they leave them alone until they didn't stabilize, if they could, the gunshot.
But if I have a heart attack, you can put me on the side because a gunshot wound, a victim rolled in. Can't we both get equal attention? Aren't we both critical?
Listen, Naughty.
Or priority?
They rolled me out of dialysis in there with a mild heart attack. Or almost a massive heart attack one day in A&E. And after the nurse checked me in, and their nurse received me. She took all my information for me. I could hardly talk. She asked me all kind of questions. They pushed me on the side and said, Dr. Sohn, come. I had to basically recover in the corner there on that gurney myself. I didn't see Dr. Teddy 11 something. And I gone over there, must he ran for something. So if I wasn't strong,
right,
I would have died right on the gurney.
So that bears the question, how many have who weren't as strong or in good condition in bad shape?
Well, this is what I'm trying to say. I had a girlfriend who's living up here, Sharon. Nice, strong young girl. She came with some kind of stomach something. She died right on the floor, wallowing in pain in A&E. Right on the floor, wallowing in pain.
And yet, where is the Minister of Health in all of this?
I gotta keep a little bit for Davil. I think Davil is trying his best, but what they are doing, Naughty, what they are doing is they misleading the minister because, like, we had a situation in our section, you of which you know, and when the minister came, they pretty everything until he gone, and then they put the plastic bag and things still there. But Naughty, I gotta run somebody out there for me.
All right, no problem. Give me a buzz back, man, all right? I'm going to try, do some background checks and checks on my end to make sure we get all this information together because I keep hearing reports, man, and obviously it's an old saying with this smoke, this fire. Let's check out the text real quick. Caller, I'm coming to you right now. Good day, Naughty. The only people the government is protecting is their political, is for those who can give them political gain, not the killers. Great show as usual, Naughty. You see with music you playing, you trying to cause people go to their house. Because I opened with Bob today. All right, solid. I'm glad you enjoyed the Bob. Naughty, the police was on their job Friday. Trust me, they did their job very well on Friday. Naughty, we know your head ain't no good, so do not shoot yourself in the foot if you got to go to the hospital to get served faster. Naughty, please don't allow that caller to say that about the hospital. It's not true. Which portion? Hit me back, Tester. Enlighten me a little more. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty. Silver Doll here.
Hey, what's going on, Silver Doll?
Listen, what that gentleman is saying is the truth. I don't care what nobody thinks. I've been there, done that. I went into PMH for food poisoning and walk out with a broken finger.
Repeat that, please.
I had a cast on my finger, and they turned around and charged me for the cast, charged me for the x-ray when they broke my finger.
So hold on, you gone there. Broke your finger.
Yep.
How they broke your finger?
They removed me from the wheelchair that I was in because I was like vomiting and diarrhea.
Over here, but thank you. I got you. We got you with food poisoning, but thank you for sharing.
And, you know, I walk over a different story.
You're gone in there. You're gone in there for food poisoning and come up with a broken finger.
With a cast on my finger.
Wow. And then they charge you for the cast.
With the lying to the minister, that is also true because when I had my kid, what they did, because the minister was coming around that time, they pretty up the place. And once the minister was there with all the cameras and everything and was gone, everything went back to normal. Everybody started ignoring you. You could cry for pain as much as you want. They walk by you. Mind you, there are some of them now. They would come and deal with you. But when you see those that move of that ward and they go, they have some that come that don't even check. A lot of them check, I must say. But there are some of them that make the rest look bad.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
We got bad apples to spoil the bunch. That's the problem.
Yes.
Well, I hope you don't break no more fingers food poisoning.
I was planning to do what you said and tell somebody, text you just now and say...
If I got a heart attack and I know a gunshot victim or a stabbing victim could jump me because man, why'd I shoot myself in the foot?
Listen.
I had a gunshot and because I realized I had a gunshot, now I'm in cardiac arrest, deal with me. You got a 2-for-1 special. Hurry up.
I kind of think along that line now myself. If I got to go there, that sounds like a good idea. Guess what?
Hold on. Let me go ahead and say this before legal calls me. I'm wearing my Joker's Wild Hat right now. I'm making reference in light and satirically that one should shoot yourself in the foot because gunshot victims get priority at the hospital, allegedly. But that is a purely satirical take. I don't encourage anybody to shoot themselves
in order to
gain more rapid service at the hospital.
Anybody who would think to do that seriously have problems.
And legal, but if you're listening, text me back and make sure let me know that covers everything legal. Thanks for listening as always.
All right, thank you.
All right, be safe now, Silver Dog. All right, Naughty, other patients do not get pushed to the side for gunshot victims. It's just not true. That was embellishment. All right, thank you for that enlightenment and clarification of what you are referencing for contacts, and I appreciate that. All right, here's some stuff that kind of got to me. And I need some of these questions answered. Maybe somebody could help me with this. Maybe somebody could enlighten me or point me in the right direction. But apparently, and when baseball season starts, you go in and people will put this, hey, great show, Naughty. We listen all the time. Listen, why don't you check this out? And I got about 4 or 5 reports from, I guess, concerned folks who live on that portion of the island. But apparently and allegedly, the past 6 weeks, the Montague Bay has had an average of 35-plus sailboats anchored in the Bay Area just off from the beach near fishing conch stores. Now, the questions that came up are valid to me. I appreciate that things may be going on in Montague, that all those sailboats go out there. That's awesome if there's something going on. But there are questions to be asked. If they're going to be all in that area of the fish and conch stalls, all right, here's a question that the person, the texter had for me. Naughty, what about the human waste going from these boats right in the water, and I'm sure of it washing into the shore and in that area where they serve the fish? Something must be done. It's a time bomb just waiting for an outbreak of sorts. An outbreak of what? But yeah, I know what you're getting at. Additionally, the anchors are just raking up the bottom. Do we care about the environment or is that just the talk of the day? So yeah. That's one right there. Still got a bunch of handicapped parking violators as well. You know, I know you're wrong for that. Oh, tremendously wrong for that. And it's all over. And the coldness of it is beyond me. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Howdy, this is GNN.
All right, GNN, it's on it.
That last person who call or who text,
yeah,
they talking utter nonsense.
I know
when
you
I
got
call the radio station, I don't call on hot air. I speak truth to power, and I speak from experience.
Now, I just had a text to just chime in and say, hey, Naughty, the first caller wasn't telling the facts. It's worse than what he made it sound out to be. So there
listen,
you go.
I was pushed aside twice for gunshot victims. And when the question to the next amount of time, they said, well, gunshot victims take priority. All the doctors in the A&Es go running on the nurses. Tell the caller, stop talking nonsense. I'm talking from experience. Based on experience. I don't call this radio show talking stupidness. I may can't talk good as CL and them, but I talk truth to power when I call.
Use the GNN, brother.
Huh?
You the GNN. Don't watch nothing.
I don't have nothing to gain by lying on PMH, and they know the horror stories were coming to that place. They know it. So stop calling talking nonsense. Probably a damn PFP. Sorry.
Anyway, have a good one there, GNN. Keep your pressure down, man. Right. Be safe, brother. Bless. Let's get to the next call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Turn your radio down for me, please.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, turn your radio down for me.
It's down, boy.
All right. Bucket Mouth, Ratchet Jaw, Goblin Monster. What you got for me today? Brown Bottle Consumer. What's happening? Sparky, we had you, now we lost you. Call me back, Sparky. Your minutes run out. Naughty, are they paying dockage? I've heard those same reports about all those sailboats in the Montague Bay. Are they paying dockage? That's a good question. Could somebody enlighten me on what kind? Are they local sloops? Or are they like foreign sailboats? Enlighten me a little bit. I'm getting in my mind the picture of sailboats, but where are they from? Are they local? Are they foreign? What type are they for context? Catamarans. Ah, okay. Naughty. Who is Brittany Harris? Is she a PLP general? I know Brittany to be an activist, and all the time I've known Brittany, she's been an activist. I know she might have formerly been a card-carrying PLP, but like so many, has been disgruntled, become disgruntled with that operation. I think she's become more about country than anything else from what I know of her. She's appeared on the show before. So from that, I mean, you'd have to ask her personally if she's a general or not. I can't comment on that. I can't answer that. But I know what she's done for like, you know, community work and philanthropic work for numerous courses. So yeah, like I say, you'll have to ask her that. But I know there's a to-do going on. And unfortunately right now, until I get total clarification on what exactly has transpired, I can't really comment on it. All right? But I'm sure when I do get the actual factual that we can talk about it, we will. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? We got him back there, Mr. Producer? We got that caller, Mr. Producer? We good, or?
Yeah, we're good, buddy.
All right, what you got for me, Sparky?
Not right here, because I know you ain't on your sports show yet.
No.
Yeah, I know, but I was calling them because it's like you and Pearly, them all y'all get your calls wrongly.
For what?
No. Y'all was good. Y'all know so much about I didn't get the sports.
Sparky. Hold on.
Right.
Yeah, but hold on, Sparky. I'm sure you predicted at one point in time the PLP was going to win an election, and they didn't. So it ain't like you perfect.
But what I'm saying, but y'all side show money, some sports enthusiasts. Y'all just get everything wrong because y'all didn't pick nothing right.
Sparky, where were you when I went 179 and 75 for the season and finished second in the Guardian picks? Where were you last week when I went 4-0, Sparky?
Yeah, but y'all.
No, but where were you? I know at the bottom of a brown bottle.
Super Bowl. Sparky picked. I picked the two people who could be in the Super Bowl, and I right.
And you got but five brown bottles too many before the game, and you go sleep no, right through it.
And one fella come around here yesterday, sit down, we sit at the airport eating juju. The fella bring me a cake, and me and him pick it right. Me, Dr. Marcel Saad say, it was going to be these fellas who could be there on the 11th.
All right.
Now, who go win?
We'll talk about that for the next 2 weeks because the game ain't for done another 2 weeks.
But you know, the Pro Bowl ain't nobody. They just go there to play around and mess around.
Exactly.
Trying to get injured. But anyway, let's get ready for the Super Bowl, everybody.
Go finish your case of brown bottles, Sparky. Thank you for chiming in. Naughty, couldn't that be Yachty's coming in from bad weather? All right, yeah, but still, are they paying dockage? I don't care if they're coming in for bad weather or not. I appreciate that, but, you know, pay a little dockage. Give me a little something. Naughty, that hospital's been my kid's enemy go there. My regret is when the kid's ambulance came, I told them PMH instead of the other one. My mom sat on A&E for 3 days when she was finally admitted to the ward. They didn't have any Vaseline. Her lips were so dry, they were swollen and bruised. No blanket. They put a piece of cut-up mattress top on her. I have photos as proof. She was diabetic, and they were still giving her food diabetics should not have. I can go on and on. Sadly, she passed away a few days after being admitted to a ward. I still wake up with nightmares. Sorry for your loss. I know what it's like to lose your mother. I do. So I feel your pain there. Text her. Everybody has, like, an individual horror story. And again, I'm sure people have great stories about care they've received. But others have horror stories. And it's got inevitably, like I say, where there's smoke, there's fire. So we need some proper investigations going on because too many people are hitting me up. Too many people have a story. I know who this texter is, but I can call your name. But yeah, no, neither administration has built a new hospital in 50 years. boy, I knew you'd look for an opportunity at that end. Hey, anyway, here's what we'll do. We check the text lines again. Naughty, PMH sees hundreds of patients every day. Every institution has their bad apples, public and private, but many patients are seen professionally, efficiently, and effectively. But we only hear the few bad stories, but people love negativity. It's only common sense to see a gunshot wound as priority over minor issues. We do not ask the profession of the victim before initiating treatment. Well, prior to you texting, I think I was saying almost the same thing. But seems like you're in the loop up there. Answer me this. You got a gunshot wound, and you got a full cardiac arrest. Who you enlighten me? Because I don't think full cardiac arrest is minor. I'm just saying. And I get the urgency of treating a gunshot victim. I do, and I support it. But I'd also like to know other people with critical needs. I'm talking, all right, I got food poison, I got diarrhea, I got cramps, maybe I got, no, I'm talking about, yeah, I feel like I'm having a heart attack, I feel like I'm having a stroke, should have some sort of priority up there as well. Why should you pay dockage fees if you are not docked anywhere? You are literally anchored out in water. But what about a cruising fee? Since you got anchor in the open waters. Pay something. Good day, Naughty. I'm live at PMH. Well, good afternoon, PMH. What's happening? Hope all y'all doing well. All right, PMH, yeah, I'm live at PMH. All we've been hearing is negativity about PMH for 6+ years. You treat the full cardiac arrest if the gunshot wounds, vitals are stable. All right, texter. And since you're there, ask whoever's the head surgeon. Okay, whatever. Enlighten me now because I like to be live in a moment. The gunshot victims' vitals aren't stable. Who are you still treating? What do you do with a cardiac arrest victim then if the gunshot wound victim vitals aren't stable? What happens to the cardiac arrest? It's good today, boy. PMH will serve the gunshot wound going under cardiac arrest first. Naughty, don't let them tell you no lie. Those Filipino nurses give the best service at the hospitals. You flip a coin. Stop being funny, Dexter. Stop being funny, all right? Say flip a coin. good afternoon, Naughty. On the news some time ago, they said that Atlantis wanted to have boats diverted in that area and requested permission that was denied. I don't know what happened since that time. All right, let me follow up on that. This is getting interesting about that Montague situation out there. If many, all right. Critical patients come in, the patients are triaged or categorized based on many issues. There are a team of doctors in the A&E and two or three patients come in that are critical. One team sees one and the other team sees the other. If needs be, more doctors are called in. Thank you, Texter. I appreciate that for the breakdown. I almost want to say thank you, Doc. I just got a feeling. But anyway. Well, if the healthcare is so good here, why does every prime minister go to Florida instead of the local hospitals? Good question. Ask them. Let's go to these calls. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Marty, how you doing?
I'm doing. Who's this?
It's obvious they don't care about healthcare. But for decades now, the hospital was in the condition that it is. You know?
And for decades, I've been hearing stories.
It seems like they can't make a difference or try to do some improvement and funding. Not so much as bill and hospital, but put that up to par. They could utilize these clinics. So these clinics is just like a mini hospital. They can hire sufficient doctors. Put sufficient nurses in there. And just leave that open 24/7. So when those gunshot wounds come in, they could sort it out. I mean, could transfer some of those persons there. Because even when they're in no trauma, that also is in a mess. So I can only imagine when there's someone come in with a gunshot, everything I guess stops. Everything stops. You know, you could be breathing lifeless and they just leave you and wait for, you know. Or if they change and shift, this is how I remember them, you know, back in the day. And I don't think anything has changed. Still hearing those same stories. Something. They just don't want to. They don't care. You know?
Wow.
That's I mean. I don't think they care enough. The healthcare is very serious. Too much needed people died who did not have to in the same hospital. So I feel like they need to utilize those clinics. 24/7, what do you open them for? Open them up until they resolve the problem to the hospital. That'll make sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good idea. But now you gotta see if the right people pick it up and try to run with it, because
this is a good idea. Why they ain't thought about it yet? This is such a good idea. How come they can't think about that?
I'm saying if you wanna have a legacy as a good administration, you might want to put healthcare where it's readily available to the citizenry. And sometimes, due to where people live on the island, it takes a minute to get to the hospital.
Mm-hmm. But during COVID time, they used to utilize
right. But
they utilize out of the some of the hotels. But we in crisis right now. You ever been in that hospital like on a certain time?
Knock on wood, not really to be taken care of. Thank Jesus, but I've seen some things.
And people all over the place. You know, all over the place. There's no order there. One time I took a neighbor there inside the area where you wait. They got this big bucket catching water, Naughty.
Oh, Lord.
Even like, you know, it's what kind of nonsense. You imagine you bringing gas or tourists there. They haven't to look up, you know.
Not a good look. I appreciate you chiming in, man. I got to get to these other calls, but good stuff as always. Appreciate you. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, it was Pop and Naughty. I can't wait to talk football, but listen, I'm going to be euphemistic, and I'm sorry if I offend anybody, but I'm tired of ignoramuses in as far as it relates to the medical paradigm, calling and commenting on what condition or what is going on at the hospital. And so in ignorance, I won't accept anything they're saying, but I know my schoolmate is absolutely correct. And so the fact that the gentleman called and said a young lady has died, you know, it doesn't surprise me. See, what I'm saying is, Naughty, to the average person, you know, the lack of knowledge in this particular paradigm leads to your unconsciousness about what is good health care versus what is not. So I don't want to hear an ignoramus comment on what they think is good health care. Now, for me, right, here are a few problems. The place is too confined, and your patients too close to one another, a pathogenic paradise altogether. The air-conditioned system with the molds, et cetera, all these different things I can see. And people just, you know, and thirdly, let's remember, it has a triage, and the reason for the triage is self-explanatory. You know, to analyze who needs care at what time and where. Now, you know, I'm an A&E superstar because I was wearing a catheter for like about 8 months straight. I started to get a change every 6 weeks. And so I went there one night, and this Indian doctor placed it in after Dr. Robbie and Stevenson was doing it for so many times. I knew when it was actually in because I could feel when it was inserted properly. And this Indian doctor was convincing me that it was in properly. And when I used the bathroom, the pain I was in, I knew. So I tell him, I said, you could be whatever, but my body's smarter than you and anyone in this doctor. My body's saying, wait. And I didn't go anywhere until he corrected it. So I've had nurses inserted catheters in which I saw some young intern doctors couldn't even do it, okay? So I'm not going to be, see, when you go in there with no knowledge, you're like bad. You better go in there armed with some knowledge on your condition or your body. Otherwise, he's a buffoon. Now, comment as to what Dr. Darwell isn't doing, or what he's not. I wouldn't comment on him, but I know he's at the head, so the blame stops at him because he's supposed to have a general overview. I heard that he's a general practitioner, so for me, this means that he should be all around it, okay? So I go by what I experienced. I almost died on the ward myself about 10 years ago. I almost had to walk up the ward to go in A&E, and I hate to say that, but, you know, some nurses, everybody have a different attitude. The nurse told me, I need to take 2 Panadol and go sleep. But if I was a dummy and didn't realize that my catheter was not draining, then I would end up with a blood clot or some other kidney problem. You see what I'm saying? Or just my kidney with a burst. Yeah, so you know, I can't be into people, and knowledge is key. You could go in there, play all you want, say all you want. I have no reason to call and lie, but like I say, my hat's off to the lady who loses her life. And we could hear from baby mothers who had babies in the hospital, the darlings of our lives. And here, there's the horror stories. And the fact that the government is over there, it's not the matter of, you know, the woman talked about the A&E, the new foyer area on the eastern side, on the northern side of the hospital. But that is a better space than A&E because at least the people are more spaced out. But then, you know, obviously, some of the Philippines, you know, they pay more attention to you. It's kind of mixed in there. But sometimes I respect the nurses because I realize sometimes I see what they go through with some of the patients. But to sit in A&E, and to be neglected. As a matter of fact, no, you forget I told you my mom-in-law died just before the Christmas, right?
Right, you mentioned that.
All right. Yeah, so they hadn't paid any attention to her until she started to vomit. So a daughter carried her. They pushed her in the corner, and then she had to push it out of this life. So for me now, I'm so disenfranchised with the life and healthcare system. If I didn't have my young children, but this is my joke. Death is the first day and the beginning of all our lives, okay? Yeah, and maybe you should have played hospital, cemetery, or jail before you came on Junior Reed. Bless up, y'all.
All right, man, bless up. All right, good stuff, y'all. We got to get to the break. Let me get these two texts in. Naughty, the Rand Memorial Hospital is the worst. We really need a new hospital in Grand Bahama. Naughty, it would be great to utilize the clinics, but previous administrations have set up situations where the staffing complement of not only the clinics but the hospital as well has been adversely affected. Money, manpower, materials, and information drive. Any project healthcare is no different. What we lack in this country is manpower, money, materials. We have all the information that speaks to the lack of, or the lack thereof, of these three prerequisites. So we got what it takes, but we just got it organized in shambles. All right, I'm glad you drink Carice or Caress, whatever that is. I drink Jack Daniels. Thanks for sharing. All right, man. Let's get to this last call real quick. And, Quali, you got to make it quick. You got 30 seconds. We got to get to the break. Talking Heads, who's this?
Naughty, very quick. Very quick before you go to the break.
How many people got the education what 52 got? 52 tell us everything but chemistry and everything. He shared it to us. But how many people in the Bahamas got the information that he has?
That's a good question, Sparky. I got to ask him the next time he calls, all right? How many people in the Bahamas got as many brown bottles as you have, Sparky? Anyway, with that being said, good stuff for us. Our quick break, flip side of the break. We'll get into the news. On the flip side of the news, we'll be in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, January 29th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Just because they were cheap, Keisha bought things that she really didn't want. Hungry for deals? Let KFC satisfy your cravings before you do something crazy. Get the new Kentucky Crunch Sandwich with a juicy KFC chicken filet, fresh lettuce, and the perfect amount of mayo topped with a fluffy sesame seed bun for just $5.75. Order your new favorite sandwich online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. KFC knows value. It's finger-licking good.
John's Department Store January sale has begun, and you don't want to miss out on our greatest savings event of the year. 25% off all items, appliances included, except Timberland and Sperry brand items, which are 15% off. And don't forget our nursing, hospitality, and chef uniform store, John's Carewear, as well as our women's fashion store, John's Fast Fashion, which is also 25% off everything. Whatever your footwear and fashion needs, come into John's in Palmdale or Carmichael Road this January 27th through February 3rd to start the year off right. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs, means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
Refined style with elegant taste, the fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Just because they were on sale, Max bought things that he and his friend really didn't need. Hungry for deals? Let KFC satisfy your cravings before you do something crazy. Get a KFC six-piece value deal with 6 pieces of juicy fried chicken, 3 orders of crispy fries, and 3 buttery biscuits, all for only $20. Order your new favorite deal online with Messenger or WhatsApp Hi to 557-3663 to start your KFC order today. Nobody does value like KFC, and it's finger-licking good.
Thank you. against a rabbi. Sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever have, redemption songs, these songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are now inviting passengers on board for the new JetBlue CIBC First Caribbean credit card. Earn up to 30,000 bonus TrueBlue points with your first transaction and earn on everyday purchases. Plus, get up to 10,000 anniversary bonus points every year after. Please fasten your seatbelts and prepare for takeoff. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/JetBlue for more information on where Blue can take you.
John's Department Store January sale has begun, and you don't want to miss out on our greatest savings event of the year. 25% off all items, appliances included, except Timberland and Sperry brand items, which are 15% off. And don't forget our nursing, hospitality, and chef uniform store, John's Carewear, as well as our women's fashion store, John's Fast Fashion, which is also 25% off everything. Whatever your footwear and fashion, Carmichael Road this January 27th through February 3rd to start the year off right. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are now inviting passengers on board for the new JetBlue CIBC First Caribbean Credit Card. Earn up to 30,000 bonus TrueBlue points with your first transaction and earn on everyday purchases. Plus, get up to 10,000 anniversary bonus points every year after. Please fasten your seatbelts and prepare for takeoff. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/JetBlue for more information on where Blue can take you.
We're back at you on the Monday, January 29th edition of Talking Heads. You got to look out for Pearly, man. Pearly trying to zoom in any moment. Keep an eye out for Pearly. Let's get him in on this conversation.
And yeah, man. Zoom in now. Don't forget to zoom in now, Pearly. Don't zoom out.
And listen.
Don't zoom out now.
I know. Boy, the mouth hard now.
Oh, don't zoom out now. Well, you had so much to say.
Why would I zoom out?
No, but Pearly, I'd be honest with you now. I had conversations with the young man during the game. Mm-hmm. The mouth is significantly harder now than it was in the first 3.5 quarters of that game yesterday.
I said, let's keep the same energy.
He was bricks, dropping bricks like crazy and worried. But your mouth can be had, you win. At the end of the day, you win. You have a right to have your hard mouth. You have a right. But I know you were afraid.
I wasn't afraid. I was a bit more afraid last week, you know. I wasn't afraid this week. Big up to the Niner Nation group out there, the Bang Bang Niner Nation group as well.
Hey, but I can be honest with you. He's saying that now, but we had some good conversation. He realized some of the errors of the ways of his team. Steve Wilkes not too high on any 49er list today. A lot of people got issues with the defensive coordinator today.
Plenty.
And not a good time. To have issues with the defensive coordinator with Mahomes, the homie, looming on the horizon.
Yeah, that's fine. That's the worst rush defense in the NFL.
I have newfound respect for Mahomes.
Listen.
I have newfound respect for Purdy, too, now. Don't get it wrong. I have respect for Purdy, but I have some really newfound respect for Mahomes.
I'll be honest with you.
I ain't never counting him out till he loses.
We'll get into this conversation, but I was dumbfounded yesterday. I wanted to know how the Dallas Cowboys snuck into the Baltimore Ravens locker room, put on their uniform, and played the AFC Championship game. I want to know, because that's the kind of ish Dallas pulls.
Oh, all the time.
And at the same time, I wonder how Mike McCarthy shapeshifted and took the form of Dan Campbell, because, you know, he made some McCarthy-like, you know what kind of calls yesterday.
Well, see,
I got, first
of all, I got a number for Dan Campbell. It's called 1-800-GAMBLERS-ANONYMOUS.
Yeah.
They will get you the help you need. And second of all, the first one, I don't mind the gamble on the fourth down. I don't mind that gamble on the first one, Pearly. All right?
Because
you're playing with house money, then you're still up.
You still got a lead. Yeah, all these good things.
When the issues hit the fan and you see momentum coming, right, and you still got a punch's chance and you're still in it, you kick the field goal. It makes it a 7-point game.
It does.
It changes the complexion of San Francisco's approach, because now it's not run the clock out.
Run the clock make out. Them yeah, get, boy,
no. Now it's we got to get down here. We got to score. And then if you do score, come back down and say, all we need is a field goal to win the game.
Right. Not a problem.
On a football analysis, on a straight up football analysis, both of you gentlemen are very much correct. I agree 100%. But two things I'm going to look at.
Go on.
Detroit has played like that all season. That is how they got there.
I just going to say that. That's exactly how they play ball.
That is how they got there.
They don't know what a way to play ball.
They don't know what a way to play. Second of all, if he had missed that field goal, you know what he'd be saying right now? Oh, he know he's go for 4th and 2. Why he going for 4th and 2? We would have been saying that. The analytics, and I'm not a believer of analytics, but I'm going to throw this out. The analytics was 0.2%. A difference as to whether he should have kicked it or go for the 4th thing. So I don't have a problem with him going for the fourth down play, because that is what he has always done. If he had nailed that, not a play call I have a question on. But if he had nailed that, it would have broke the momentum, and it would have been, they would have talked about a great play in the gut.
Because then at that point, see, like hindsight is 20/20, so we can look at it now and say, oh, maybe he should have kicked the field goal. You know?
Yes.
But had they gotten it, they say, well, that's the good old Lions. That's what got them there when they when
no, he's, when Don Campbell first came there. He's been a gambler all the way through. He did it against Dallas. The lineman, yep. You know, didn't check in correctly, but it is what it is.
He
did
check in correctly, but anyway, that's neither here nor there.
That's what he does, and I have no problem.
We got over that 50 million dimes, okay? But anyway, at the end, though.
What? Next year, if you have that same opportunity, you go for it again.
Yeah, probably will.
Maybe
not one, maybe not all two times, but at least one out of the two.
And let's not forget, we also miss a field goal now.
When it was on like the 22-yard line one time.
Yeah. Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Hello. Hey, gentlemen, how y'all doing?
Hey, buddy.
What's happening?
Yeah, Eric Sarp, congratulations.
Hey, let me just extend the most auspicious Niner welcome to you this week.
This Muffet.
Yes. I'm off earlier.
Hey,
this is Sawyer.
Yeah.
On Eric's show, I did tell you if Brady didn't get injured last year, he'd have been in the Super Bowl.
We'd have won the ring last year.
I like Brady, but I had to pull against you because you was calling us the Saudis too much. So I had to pull against your team. I can't, but I have a lot of respect for Brady. You know, when Jimmy gone down last year, Brady coming. Brady only had 4 snaps in an NFL game.
Thank you.
And Brady run off 10 straight.
Starting with yours.
Gone in the postseason and then hit the velvet and mess up his hand. But to come off with the start, it's the last draft pick. Jared was the first draft pick, and he beat the first. So I have like Bradley said, I have a lot of respect for Brock.
Thank you.
Respect. I have a lot of respect for Brock.
Lottie calls Brock a perfect system quarterback, which he is. But yesterday, he showed us he was that wasn't a system quarterback, and he did yesterday.
I just tell Lottie the same thing.
Well, in the second half, but not in the first half.
But it counted. The most. He brought them back.
You got to look at the whole body of work, though.
60 minutes is 60 minutes. Look at the body of work.
At the end of the day, you got to look at both halves of football. So that's why I still say he ain't elite yet.
Well, the first half was poking
and rubbing. He came back in the game last week and come back in the game yesterday. Man, they deserve to go to the Super Bowl, man.
But for people to have the audacity to say, like, you know, that Purdy is better than, like, a Troy Aikman because Troy is a game manager,
he has to prove himself up together. If he gets that piece of jewelry, then
you know what we can do? We can move the goalposts and we can say, oh, Troy Aikman have 3 rings. He only have 1.
No, he could be in the club because he got 1. Now, if you want to check as to which level of the club or which seating you got in the club, it's the ring.
So, Mr. Sawyer.
Now, but let me ask you this. Until, you know, and Purdy's on his way ascending in the ranks of great 49er quarterbacks, I think he is a very strong Jeff Garcia right now on his way to possibly Steve Young or Joe Montana status, depending on what he does in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's what he's doing in a year and a half. But right now,
he's still Jeff Garcia, great game manager, and gets you into the playoffs.
So, Naughty, this a replay of the 2020 Super Bowl, right?
Correct.
4 years ago, right?
Correct.
They're the same, two teams, right?
Correct.
And who won that game?
And you see what the results was?
Yeah.
Kansas City won.
By 10 with 9 minutes left, we went
to bed. But I came with you all this love, Mr. Sawyer. I came with you. Like I said, my whole thing got 2 rings.
I finally made a win. I finally made a believer.
Andy Reid was the coach for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said was the coach.
Kyle Shanahan was the coach too.
Andy Reid was the coach.
Jimmy G ain't the quarterback. No, hold on.
That's the same Andy Reid who's 27-3 all time, and you give him 2 weeks to prepare for an opponent.
Yeah, but see, giving him 2 weeks to prepare for an opponent.
Wow, I like that.
That's the same
Patrick Mahomes who got that wild and crazy.
That's the same thing as saying that a good receiver can catch a ball.
When time to win, they know how to win. They know how to come from behind, and they know
they got a little Rudy Tomjanovich to him right now, man.
Right.
Never underestimate the heart of a champion.
Yeah, that's all really good. They in the 6th seed.
Lamar Jackson can't all like James Harden now, man. He's choking the big game.
No. Look, Lamar.
That's how you get on.
Lamar had his moment, but at the end of the day,
Flowers. What Flowers celebrating like that?
I can't.
You in the game yet? You ain't make a touchdown. What you thought? What you get? 15 yards on the Thornton goal.
Flowers.
You'd have been 5 yards from the end zone.
Flowers has won me multiple fantasy championships this year. He's been on 3 teams that won. He's a great rookie. He's one of my pet
dogs. That's a rookie mistake.
Yeah, one of my pet dogs in the rookie class. I really like Zay Flowers. I'll be honest with you.
Zay Flowers is trying to be a star.
Rookie exuberance. He was trying to take that moment and seize the moment, all right? The Thornton was absolute foolishness. I don't condone that. The play at the goal line, he was trying to be a star. The defensive back made a good play.
Yeah, and y'all fellas trying to get an offside call. You don't mow nobody down. Get the offside call. Just step out. That's all.
All right, Mom. Yeah. Good talking to you, brother. Be safe, man.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, man. Yeah,
yeah, but like I said.
Hey, don't forget now. We also miss a field goal, you know. Don't forget that. We also miss a field goal.
I want to get something in there. Okay. And I know you're happy that the 49ers did well and you made that comeback. I don't know if the 49ers won that game or Detroit lost that game. And I'll say why I say that.
Oh, good point, Perry.
Detroit got away from what they normally do.
Run the football.
The 49ers can't stop the run. They can't stop the run. And Detroit got it. Detroit ran six or eight run plays in the whole second half.
You know why we can't stop the run? You know why we can't stop the run? Our defensive coordinator is a former defensive backs coach.
And
he don't believe in stopping the run.
With that being said, I just want to welcome everybody to the party and introduce señores y señores, señor Pacheco.
That's fine, Pacheco.
You got to watch out for him.
Hey, listen, the Chiefs have the worst rush defense in the NFL.
Pardon?
The Chiefs have the worst defense in the NFL.
And like I told you off air, look back at the last 6 weeks and then look back at yesterday. The number one ranked rush offense in the NFL, the Baltimore Ravens, got stymied by Spagnola and the Kansas City defense.
They don't have our rush.
Spagnola has been to the bowl not once and not twice against the Patriots with a lesser team in the New York Giants and been to the cave and slew the mighty dragon twice.
That is true. That is true. That is also true.
That was more coaching than Lamar Jackson. That was bad play calling because Baltimore
he never
too
is our
got
rush
away
defense,
from what they did all
offense.
Season.
But you never know what he might have.
Like Lamar was afraid to run.
Let's go to the phone lines. They hot today, fellas. Let's go. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Sports time now. Sparky, good talk
that. Oh, Lord. Hurry up, Sparky.
Hey,
you don't talk Sparky. You don't talk sports in the last hour.
What I don't like, but y'all is always Monday morning coaches. And all of y'all pick everything wrong, including, I've been telling y'all, now everybody got every answer, every player, every coach, what school they been do, what kindergarten
but Sparky,
they do. At the end of the day.
You can't blame us if we talk sports like how you talk politics and how you backtrack and talk out of three sides of your mouth for politics, so don't get mad at me.
Hold on, y'all talk sports, you know everything, but at the end of the day, all of y'all wrong, and Sparky, you don't talk sports. Got everything right.
Good.
How are you wrong, Sparky?
I
say we get in the Super Bowl. Ain't we there?
Hold on. I'm a Steelers fan. I told you I'd be wrong.
Let me say this. Sparky,
hold on.
Sparky. Sorry, Sparky. Go ahead, Burley.
You can say what you want to say about us. People like Stephen A. Smith, who making $8 to $10 million a year, got it wrong too. So
he get it dead wrong. He get it dead wrong.
I don't know. And I did say in my analysis, I say if Debo Samuel does not play and is not effective, the 49ers can't win. Didn't Debo play and wasn't he effective?
I had the closest. Thing, you know. I had the closest. As how he's gonna beat the Lions.
Was?
I said 30-27. He's gonna beat the Lions. I said that.
I said,
okay, 3 points.
I said 31-30. They ended up 34-31, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's go to the phone lines. Yeah. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, this is me, man. Sawyer, Naughty, and Burley, right? Burley's my boy. Burley's my prophet, too, man. Burley. Burley wasn't off that bad, but Naughty. I said 38-31.
Okay.
Well, you get the 31 correct.
Nah, Burley. My buddy was laughing when you told Sawyer the truth, right? He was scared. He was shaking, right?
Who? Go on, talk to me.
I left home for a little while, so I went out. I think it was 24 to... Anyway, you're
24 to 7. 24 to 7, yeah.
And then I came back. No, but I think your Kansas City was on top of yours, 24 to 7.
Not a Kansas City, Detroit, but go on.
Detroit. And when I came back, you was tied.
Yeah.
And I ran out and make a dash, and I come back, and I saw you all in 34 to 24.
Yeah.
So my brother said, why are they scoping? But I watched the game now. Now, what I thought was, I think they cheated you all on some calls, but I was mobbing you on Mr. Field Goal, but I feel that your defense collapsed. I don't think you'll have a defense against the run. So when I look at it, this where me and you separate now, because I can go with the AFC. But when I look at it, Lamar them game right now, the fella say he think Lamar's choke up. That game wasn't really Lamar's fault. It was a compilation of problem. But one thing I did get mad with Lamar for was with the third and one.
Yeah.
He threw the ball.
Yeah, all year you've been running
that
play.
And also the interception. You see, I couldn't see them doing the third one. And then the rookie quarterback, who, I don't know what he did. Why would he poke? Why do you have a habit of holding the ball out like that? That's a style, hey, Purdy. That doesn't make sense.
No, a lot
you
of
you know what? Is he, you know about the fumble of the goal line?
He was he was really close to breaking the play.
Yeah, but we could give Sawyer boy his time, right? But don't think the AFC, the Chiefs, can be a pushover because, I mean, once I see Mahomes being protected, you can't beat him. So I don't know what's going to happen. So I don't know how you can predict that.
Yeah. Well, we had ourselves a good, you know, on practice run, having a sock golf because, you know, with Bosa. Supposed to spin him around and just throw him down to the ground. Don't fall on top of him. Don't hit him with no helmet. Don't hit him in the face. Don't hit him in the nuts. Don't hit him in the neck. Don't hit him in the kneecap. Just spin him around, throw him down, and walk back politely. Don't taunt. Don't flex your muscles. Don't do nothing against Baby Brady. Don't do nothing. Now, the problem with our defense is this. I can tell you what our problem with our defense is. We so used to playing from a lead. We ain't ordered this stuff to deal with a rushing attack because everything is passing with us. But you got to pass against us in order to play catch up. And the lead be so insurmountable that when you make mistakes, you know, when we come with those off-the-wall blitzes that you don't see coming, you know, and those stunts coming off the line, then and what you left with is to pass the ball into space, into area, because we are a very good zone defensive team. You pass into the area and it's an easy pick. I so miss Ufanga right now, but you have no idea, boy. But that's baby Troy Polamalu right there. I miss him. He'll be back next year, you know, and that's fine. He got an ACL tear. Not to mention, but the Chiefs have an ACL tear now to worry about. Umenu going now. That's a big cog in their defensive front.
Yeah, that's a big loss.
That's a big loss, but nobody talking about that. Everybody saying Purdy's a game manager. We luck out, but we rub down and... You know, boy, Don Campbell.
Let me tell you something, man. If he gets around Chris Jones, that's how he plays ball. If he survived Chris Jones this weekend for four quarters and he win it, then I give him his props. But right now,
if you're gonna come down and say that's one called by Don,
Chris
Dan
Jones
Campbell
versus Trent Williams,
game.
Who you got? Chris Jones versus Trent Williams, who you got?
Nice matchup. That's a 50-50. That's a nice matchup, 50-50 right there.
Okay.
I think Jones.
You think Jones beat Trent Williams?
You know, I got a thing for big left tackle offensive linemen that smash people in the mouth.
I would say Trent. Anybody else? I would
pass defense or run defense? Which one is Chris better at? Pass or run defense?
Much better at pass Trent? Defense.
Thank you. Much better at pass defense.
But he clogs up against the run, but he better at pass.
He can clog up, but once we run bubble screens, we'll be all right.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads. All right, you can call us back since we didn't get to you fast enough. I just think it's going to be an interesting Super Bowl. I do. The final 14 today, Pearly, is Rich Eisen, and Rich got a great take. And Rich says, you know, he's breaking down why it's inevitable that we're looking at another Kansas City Super Bowl again. And I think probably Rich them by the narrative that's really floating around. And I'm looking at it, you know.
I've heard the Baby Brady.
You guys are poised to win one for the first time in 30 years. He's poised to win his third in six.
That's correct. And guess what?
Yeah,
we got the team this year to finally do it.
Did they really build him as the GOAT?
You all had the team to do it when you all was up by 10 and you all messed your pants.
That was four years ago.
But I'm just saying, though, at that point in time, that
government has changed so much from then. You know, things have changed.
Ooh,
not the fact that y'all ain't won a Super Bowl in 30 years, though. That ain't changed.
Hey, listen, us not winning a Super Bowl, let's not get ourselves distracted from the fact that y'all ain't even been there in 30 years.
No, but the problem is, you're just as big a fraud as us. You're just a little more crueler fraud than we are to our fans. You're a more maniacal, masochistic, sick, disgusting. Let me tell you what you are.
But the lights turned off in New Orleans.
Y'all turn the lights off. That's what y'all get. See, let me tell you who Dallas is. Dallas is, we're going to meet you at the bar. We're going to greet you. We're going to buy you two cocktails. And that's it. First round playoff, divisional playoff, done. Y'all are, we meet you in the club, we buy you the rounds, we get you dinner, we dance, I take you for chicken in a bag, we get the hotel, motel, we get down to business, and right before the business start, firework wet. You embarrassed, they disappointed, and that's all you are. Last to lose.
Well, I mean, hopefully.
We lost early in the night at the bar after two drinks. You lost at the hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Yeah, you lost at the most grandiose time. So
hopefully.
All you all are is a bigger fraud. And I soon call you all the 49ers when you all lose this one.
All we have to do is stick to our game plan, and we could Captain Morgan this in the morning.
If you all been as an old, disgusting-hated rival, I give you your props for getting sick. It took you long enough. Because if you all get one, I mean, we can get one soon, too.
Uh-huh.
That's how this thing go. But right now, I really think the NFL working hard for Baby Brady. I don't know what you think, Pearly, but I see that hand right on the wall.
Yeah, they working very hard. Let me tell you what they did.
Brady said that he's the GOAT, and they said if he wins this one, he'll be considered the greatest quarterback of all time.
Not over Brady, but are you stupid? Not you, but are they stupid? Jesus, did I just defend Brady, Pearly?
Listen.
My God.
You just defended Brady on national radio?
Let me check my... Somebody take my temperature. Check my pulse.
Jeez.
No, but if you
look at it... Break and game this
if you look at it, how many Super Bowls Brady got?
Seven. With two teams.
How many he been to?
11.
Ten.
Yeah.
He lost three.
Yeah, ten he lost.
And how many years?
Bro, it don't matter.
In the league, 20 years.
20 years.
They won
every 2 years.
How long Mahomes been in the league?
Seven.
He's playing for the last... This is six playoff appearance?
Six and an AFC championship game. Six straight AFC championship games.
Yeah, right, four Super Bowls.
Six straight AFC championship game. And this, if he wins...
Lost one to the Patriots and one to the Bengals. The other four, he's won and gone to the Super Bowl. And he's 3-1 in the Super Bowl.
And the odds are...
3-1.
No, 2-1.
2-1.
2-1 in the Super Bowl. Yeah. He's been to 3 Super Bowls.
Oh, yeah.
So hold on. This is his sixth trip now. So up until then, it was 5 trips. And he won... Yeah, he lost to Brady. He lost to Burrow and the Bengals. And he won the other 3 times. Yeah, 3 Super Bowls.
No,
2 rent.
3 AFC championships, you mean.
Yeah, three trips to the Super Bowl.
But that is the 4th AFC Championship game.
Right, and the 4th trip. Yeah,
4 out of 6.
Out of 6.
Yeah.
But 3 out of 5 so far, and 2 out of the 3. So he's 2-1 in the Super Bowl. Poised to be 3-1.
He could possibly be 3-1. You only know he's doing what Brady has done if he continues in this track.
But you got to get 7 in order to be in the GOAT conversation, Pearly.
That's the thing with Brady. Brady going and extended so much now, baby, bro. If you ain't got at least 5.
I remember
when Montana was the standard, you know. Montana and Bradshaw was the standard. 4 rings is like, you know, insurmountable.
Right.
And all of a sudden,
Brady
came back against that Atlanta, in that Atlanta Super Bowl. Bam, now he got 5. Now you got to talk now in terms of 5. Then all of a sudden, 6 happened with the Rams. And then 7, like, what? 7? You got more than Jordan, bro.
So I don't know. Let's see. One team. If Mahomes is 5 with Kansas City, he's in the conversation.
Yeah, but you got to get to 5 first.
Naughty. Yeah. Not Mr.
He should be 3 after next week.
Caller, I coming to you right now. All right, I got a couple of texts. Caller, I coming to you right now. Give me one second. I got a couple of texts, though. Naughty, let Mr. Eric Sawyer III know that certain parts of his anatomy were in spasm mode for that whole game. And come Super Bowl Sunday, they're going to be in spasm once again. In fact, it might fall out.
Yeah? All right. Cool. Naughty, I got to get that number and text you after the game.
NFL equals engineered entertainment.
Hey, we spoke about that on Friday, Naughty.
Yeah, boy, but you see some things.
We spoke about that on Friday.
And I was almost right with the Taylor Swift Eminem prediction.
I just saw something just now came across my phone. Since Taylor Swift been coming to the games, she's gone $31.5 million for the NFL and the Chiefs.
Since Taylor Swift has started watching the NFL and you know, rolling with Kelsey, almost 2.1 new female viewers have now, you know, taken on the NFL. Or maybe more.
I wonder if Kelsey is even a real item.
Yeah.
Could be all just for show.
No, that looks like middle America love right there, buddy.
Oh, yeah, look genuine?
Yeah. I don't know what he was thinking, though.
Redneck America.
I don't know. Look, I know Taylor Swift got some money, but I said this in front of my wife so I could say it here. Kelsey, that one little chocolate dime piece for Taylor Swift. She was a cute little girl that he left.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
I don't know what he was thinking, but anyway.
thinking fame, fortune. He's more famous with this one than he is with that one. He get extra fame now.
Yeah, man.
You know, I know she would definitely crack Pearlie's top five.
Oh, is the one he was dating?
Yeah.
Yeah, she in the money. Pearlie? She in the money.
You know what Pearlie did for his bye week?
What did he do?
He gone back to his girlfriend, well, fiance's ranch. Fiance's farm. And he farm corn and wheat.
Yeah.
Everybody else gone to Punta Cana and go drink.
Yeah.
Drink margaritas. But our boy so grounded, he loved the Lord too. That's a grounded young man, you know. No, for true. His thing is, listen, but the NFL is great. And I'm thankful for the opportunity. And if it don't work out, he can talk to the Lord and find out where else he gotta go.
Let's go to this phone call real quick before we get to the break. Man FM, who's this?
Naughty Pearlie and Sawyer Boy.
What's going on, Mystery Dolphin? Boy, you got some explaining to do. Go ahead.
Talk to me, man.
Go ahead,
you're looking for me?
Listen, first of all, I'd like to congratulate you, but the fat lady ain't sing yet, and you ain't reached the finish line yet. You banged the curb, and you're still looking at it.
Mystery is mystery, boy. Mystery don't change for nothing.
Listen, you banged that curb. You're staring at the finish line, but you ain't reached it yet. I know that.
Boy, listen to me. That's all.
I know that entire first half, you was in the bathroom sitting on the toilet bowl.
No, sir. But you know what's strange? Believe it or not, every single time I said it, but you know what? Maybe I need to do something with my life. And, you know, change my shirt, change the pants I had on or whatever. When I finally decided to go have a third bath, because I had I had two baths before the game. When I had my third bath, that's when we started to win, man. I had to get rid of all of the doubt and haters on my shoulders, man.
Well, I know you had to make some adjustments.
Yeah, man. I sat a little different in the couch, you know. Yeah.
Because I stood up. Celebrating.
Why?
Why would you
want me to join your misery? Why would you not want to cheer for my team to be there?
That's what I wanted you. I wanted you right on the sideline, going on the fishing boat with me and Pearlie.
You all go fishing. We going gambling. You all go fishing.
Yeah.
You all go fishing. We going to Vegas.
I tip my hat to you for showing up today, but I don't think you're going to show up if you all lose that game.
I would have show up regardless. Regardless.
Now, you shouldn't have about nobody not showing up. You still got to pay your debt from last year, brother. But anyway, everything good.
It's too much traffic coming your way, Naughty. Too much traffic.
As a football fan from we was 2-14 under Gore. We had a couple of good years. Run and go hide with Chip Kelly and Jim Tomsula. And now we got Kyle Shanahan. Listen, but I've been a Niner from the womb to the tomb, brother.
Hey, Pearlie.
Pearlie. I think we might have lost.
I'm right here.
Mystery got something for you.
Lamar Jackson is a choker like Dak Prescott.
Mm. And on that note, on behalf of my son and I will drop you now, Mystery. Go ahead, Pearlie.
I don't think he's a choker. I really think that was more coaching than anything else.
Right.
They got away from what they do. They got away from running the ball. They got away from what they did all year to get there.
Lamar's supposed to be the leader.
That's why I'm not upset with Dan Campbell for going with 4-2.
No.
Because he did what he did all year to get there.
Well,
Baltimore walked away from that.
I just want to. Yeah. I just want to.
Yeah. Well, I still think, not to cut you off, sorry. I still think Detroit a year ahead of time.
Oh, yeah. But the Packers, too.
Yeah, you got to watch out for them two young squads.
Yeah,
I'm telling you, and the Lions as well.
Yeah,
2 years ahead of time. I think Packers jumped the fence.
Listen,
oh yeah.
We got that Rich Eisen taking us home today. All right. Why another Chiefs Super Bowl win seems inevitable, according to him. So I will see you Friday, though.
We shall.
But Naughty, before
and
we go.
And then next week, too.
Go ahead,
buddy.
Before we go, I made a promise to a very, very big 40.
Oh, man. I guess we'll
you still there?
Like the former member of parliament for North Andres is one of the. Sorry, I don't know if you bigger 49er than he is.
Who that is? We didn't hear the name, you cut out.
Carlton Bowleg, the former member of parliament.
Yeah, man, that's my boy. We used to go to the same barber, man. Oh,
okay,
yeah,
so
man, that's
I
my boy.
Shout out. I promised him shout out to him.
Man, Bowleg, what's going on, brother?
He's a huge, huge 49er fan, and he rubbing that in, but he partying hard right now.
Bang, bang, Niner gang.
Bang, bang, Niner gang, son. The best song ever sung. Bang, bang, Niner gang.
I got something for you. I'm just waiting patiently in the cut. All right, so Rich Eisen taking us home with that. Pearlie, you'll be back in the morning on Thursday. You'll be holding it down. And like I said, we'll talk to Sawyer on Friday and get the latest, because it's 2 weeks before the Super Bowl, and we can give you the full coverage. He can give you the 49 angle. We'll give you the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, we got time. We got time.
And then hopefully, like, the final Friday before the Super Bowl, we can get Big Chief and Sawyer right in here going one-on-one.
Yes, sir. Get him here. Get him here. I've been wanting to see him a little while now.
Oh, boy. Pearly, you hear this?
I hear that.
All right, man. We appreciate both of you all today. Good stuff.
In one time. Yeah, we should do that before the Super Bowl.
I can make some calls. Make it happen. All right? So we are out of here. Quick break. Flip side of the break. Rich Eisen's taking us home. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, January 29th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Ciao.
John's Department Store January sale has begun, and you don't want to miss out on our greatest savings event of the year. 25% off all items, appliances included, except Timberland and Sperry brand items, which are 15% off. And don't forget our nursing, hospitality, and chef uniform store, John's Carewear, as well as our women's fashion store, John's Fast Fashion, which is also 25% off everything. Whatever your footwear and fashion needs, come into John's in Palmdale or Carmichael Road this January 27th through February 3rd to start the year off right. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. We are now inviting passengers on board for the new JetBlue CIBC First Caribbean credit card. Earn up to 30,000 bonus TrueBlue points with your first transaction and earn on everyday purchases. Plus, get up to 10,000 anniversary bonus points every year after. Please fasten your seatbelts and prepare for takeoff. Visit CIBCFCIB.com for more information on where Blue can take you.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience. You want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for C. The real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Foreign Currency brings you the African Giant, live in concert, Burna Boy! Burna Boy performing live! Saturday, February 17th, taking place at Clifford Park. Also performing Rich on the Quad, Bernard Afri, Joe Capone, Max Civelli, and more. Spillgate 2024. Get tickets now. This one is a must that you're there.
It is tough to watch this and not think we are witnessing an inevitable result, with all due respect to the San Francisco 49ers. Tom Brady got beaten in Super Bowls three times. He won seven of them, as we all know, and including one in which he looked as unbeatable as possible going in as an undefeated team in the Super Bowl. which is kind of crazy to say out loud that that actually happened. But what we're witnessing here is maybe the most impressive run the Chiefs have been on in his 6 years, Mahomes, as starter with Reed and Kelce all together. Because this team looked dead to rights as a team with a ton of holes, as a team that could not do what the Chiefs do best, which is put points on the board. Because Mahomes' weapons were letting him down. It's why I thought he went ham on the officials and on anybody within the sound of his voice from the media after Kadarius Toney's foot was properly called offsides to wipe out a touchdown against the Bills. And I thought he went ham there because he couldn't do it at his teammates, because that ain't him. Nor was it him to go up to Josh Allen, his golfing buddy and partner, and basically say to him, we got screwed, when Allen had just come up with one of the best regular season wins of his career. Yes, at the Chiefs' expense. But sure enough, this team is still the champions because two things. One, they haven't been beaten yet in the playoffs. And two, they look it. They look it on all three phases, all three phases. Butker's making kicks. Townsend's down in punts inside, you know, killing punts inside the five. And Mahomes and Kelce and this offense are coming out a house of fire. They took care of business in Buffalo. And in the first half against Baltimore, they were killing it. They were crushing it. They came out with a 10-play drive to start it. And then after the Ravens eventually tied a game, after going three and out in their first possession, Mahomes goes 16 yards down the field, 16 plays down the field, and Kelce is leading the way. And Pacheco and Rashee Rice and Reed is dialing it up. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire is running it too. Justin Watson's there every now and then. MVS. It's just they again. And Mahomes is in the rarefied air. This is why I said, who needs it more for his legacy? I mean, you want to talk about legacy? He's setting a standard for legacy right now. In terms of making four Super Bowls before the age of 30, he's the only guy. Nobody else has done that. Four Super Bowl appearances now before the age of 30. Also, in terms of playoff victories, he's gotten 14, only behind Brady and Montana. Third quarterback to start four Super Bowls in a five-season span, joining Brady and Jim Kelly. Fourth Super Bowl start behind only Brady and John Elway. And then up on the screen here, what he is doing through age 28, he is way ahead of Tom Brady's pace at this point in time. He has 74 regular season wins to 58 for Brady, but when it all counts, he's got four more playoff wins, one more Super Bowl appearance, as many Super Bowl MVPs. He could surpass that of Brady by age 28. He could surpass, or he could tie Brady in terms of Super Bowl wins. Brady didn't win an MVP award through age 28. So if he ever wants to catch Tom Brady, anybody wants to catch Tom Brady, that's the way you start. Now, obviously, it's how you finish. It's how you finish. And this is what Mahomes had to say about making another Super Bowl.
You don't take it for granted either. You never know how many you're going to get to. It truly is special. Just to do it with these guys after what we've been through all season long, guys coming together, it really is special. But I told them, I mean, the job's not done. I mean, our job now is to prepare ourselves to play a good football team in the Super Bowl and try to get that ring.
And again, he's now in matter-of-fact mode, okay? He's now in matter-of-fact mode. Because greed, for the lack of a better phrase, is good when it comes to what we're seeing. And he's got a running mate. Boy, does he have a running mate. Oh, my goodness. I mean, what Travis Kelce's doing, I don't think folks maybe understand. Listen, when NFL Network started, and we were 20 years ago, and throughout the first several years of NFL Network, we kept on having, you know, all-time this, you know, all-time teams this, and all-time greats that. Way before Brady did anything beyond his young years that we just showed Mahomes has surpassed through age 28. I mean, Brady's the GOAT, referred to as the GOAT now by everybody. TikTok, name it. Way back in the day, Jim Brown and Jerry Rice were those two guys. Jerry Rice is basically the standard that you want to follow if you catch a ball for a living. He now has more playoff receptions in NFL history, Travis Kelce, than Jerry Rice. That's happened. This kid from Ohio, tight end, with 11 catches on 11 targets yesterday. I mean, he's got now 8 100 or more receiving yard games in his playoff career. That's tied for first. And he's behind Rice in receiving yards and receiving touchdowns. He's three behind Jerry in terms of receiving touchdowns. This is not normal. He now has 6 touchdowns in conference championship games. That's more than John Stallworth now for most all time. He's putting himself in company that nobody thinks a tight end can. And with all due respect to Tony Gonzalez, either. And then there's the defense, too. On top of it, backing this whole play. Because the Chiefs, and I'm sure this will be parsed over the next 2 weeks, have some issues scoring points after halftime. As a matter of fact, they didn't score after halftime yesterday. And the defense made the 17 points that the Chiefs put up on the board in the first half stand up. Legarius Sneed, who Tyreek Hill admitted at what, he jammed him to Cancun?
he said his butt to
right.
Cancun.
Legarius Sneed gives up the big play to Zay Flowers in the third quarter, and Flowers does the silly thing of spiking the ball on top of him or near his head and you know, making it an easy call for the officials, I think. When you're standing over, that's one thing. When you're standing over and then you I mean, the taunting rule is basically was created because guys were spiking footballs nearby. It was interesting enough as well. A 100,000 liked tweet came from Joe Burrow saying, let the guys taunt. It's interesting. But at any rate, Sneed gives that one up. Couple snaps later, Zay Flowers looks like he is easy to score. He's running right across, and Sneed is trailing in coverage. And Zay Flowers leaps for the end zone and puts the ball out towards the goal line, and Sneed knocks it loose. Ugh. By the way, let's take a look. Maybe he did get in there.
Not even close. I mean, he was a full half yard.
Official nailed it in real time.
Man.
Real time.
I mean, that changed the whole game.
Sure did. Turnover. Right there. And Karloftis is everywhere. And you know,
the sack fumble on Lamar earlier.
Deion Bush, who snagged the last interception when Lamar threw it into triple coverage. And he was cut by the Chiefs, brought on by the practice squad. You know, his wife apparently is a reporter or an anchor for NBC Sports Boston. They just had their first kid. He's been away from the kid.
Amazing.
For a month, for 6 weeks. And he's just trying to make plays whenever he gets in there for the Chiefs. He makes a play. They are amazing. And the Niners, this just in, have got their work cut out for him. And I understand there's going to be Mahomes fatigue. There already is. And Cooper, my 12-year-old, is just like, Dad, it's the Chiefs again. And I'm like, let me tell you something
just
about
like the Patriots.
I said, let me tell you something about the team you root for.
Yeah.
Once upon a time, when you were too young to remember, because bless him, he started rooting for this team towards the end of the Brady era. And I'm like, America was sick and tired of Belichick and Brady. And he kind of was confused that Gronk didn't arrive till later in Brady's career. I had to explain to him. Like, he didn't have Gronk. Then he was really confused when I told him that Gronk was. So,
beat up.
But I'm like, hey, it used to be this way for New England. And the fact that I'm even in the realm of equating the Chiefs to those Patriots teams just confirms this is a dynasty. It's being born. I used that phrase on Twitter and I got lit up. What do you mean born? We've been there. I'm like, no.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.